News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Dublin Street Parking Services have informed their staff they will no longer clamp and tow cars for Dublin City Council when their current contract ends. It comes as a procurement process is currently ongoing for the new contract beginning later this summer. Well, for years, councillors in the city have called for changes to the way parking rules are enforced. And for more on this, we're joined by Keith Connolly, Fianna Fáil councillor for the Ballymun Finglas Local Authority area. You're very welcome to the programme. So why has there been frustration among councillors with the current clamping system in the city, Keith?
Morning, Ciara. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, there's two main issues. So there's a regional imbalance with the current contract. So a lot of the clamping at the moment takes place in the city centre. And the current company have the contract since 2004, which is obviously quite a long time. So a lot of the fines are around Meridian Square, city centre locations, and in areas like my own, such as Finglas Ballymun, basically have a very, very, very slow service. So a councillor or a member of public might call in a legal park and, for example, say in Finglas Village. And by the time the SPS come out to actually look at the vehicle, they're well gone. They've parked in Disabled Bay, they've parked in OB Alliance, they've caused a disruption and it takes too long. So what we've asked for is a regional base where basically any new contract would have a base in each of the local authority areas too. So for example, Finglas Ballymun or Cabreglass, Nevin, to make it quicker. But the second issue... the second issue we have is the after-hour services. So we've had major issues over the past number of years with calling DSPS in the evenings. You'd have a skeleton staff on, again, folks in the city centre. And meanwhile, someone else's driveway is blocked in Fisborough or Cabra or Finglas, and they don't call out in time. So they're the two main issues we've had with them over the last number of years.
But there are plenty of people who will say clamping as a practice is overly punitive. It should be scrapped altogether. We're actually an outlier to be still using it here in Dublin. Why do you still believe it has a role?
I think enforcement is important. I'm not necessarily endorsing clamping here. I personally would probably think clamping is on the way out. I think issuing penalty notices and enforcement. I think we have enough technology these days to track people's reg plates. You know, if you issue a fine, it's much quicker for the person actually issuing the fine. If you actually put a clamp on, you have to get a call out to take it back off again. So I think efficiency, I think people would much rather see better enforcement, particularly in our urban areas and villages. As I mentioned, Finglas Village, if you drove Finglas Village now this morning, I guarantee it'll be a car parked illegally, often blocking a bus, blocking traffic, blocking a driveway, and it's just unacceptable. And I think we need to have better services and enforcement through our whole city.
Is that widespread, that belief within Dublin City Council, Keith, that clamping is on the way out or should be on the way out, and perhaps levying fines would be a better way to ensure people abide by the rules?
I think we haven't had a debate on it, I think, since 2024, which was a couple of years ago now. But I know the vast majority of people certainly would see. I think we're the only local authority actually in the country that still issue clamps. And as I said, putting the clamp on, taking the clamp off, someone having the call in between, it's an awful time resource base, you know. So I think issuing the penalty notice is much quicker, it's much cleaner, much easier to do as well. So last time, there were a couple of people who thought the clamp, a physical clamp, kind of scares people. But I think nowadays, as I said, technology is very advanced. You can issue a fixed penalty notice if someone's legally parked, and that can be followed up through the courts if needs be, or hopefully the person will pay it for legal parking.
So what are the chances then of us getting rid of clamping in Dublin once and for all in the near future?
Yeah, well, I wasn't privy to the details of the contract. It's an executive function, but I would certainly hope that the majority of what the focus will be on it will be fixed penalty notice rather than clamping. And I also would hope that they'd have a regional base as well for each LEA, that it can be a quicker and better service, and we'll see less illegal parking throughout our city and better enforcement.
All right, Keith Connolly, Fianna Fáil councillor for Ballymun and Finglas. Thanks for speaking to us.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.